Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes him dumb, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Chapter 4, verse 11. God was saying, I take full responsibility. I'm responsible. I made your tongue. Then he made a most encouraging promise. Now then go, and I, even I, will be with your mouth and teach you what to say. Chapter 4, verse 12. God will take your inabilities and change them, giving you the words to say. Disabilities need not disqualify. Look, if you feel inferior with your tongue and with your words, God is able to handle that inability and turn whatever seems to be resistant or barrier into something that is a blessing, if for nothing more than to keep you trusting Him from word to word. Jeremiah. We often have the idea that God's prophets never had feelings of inferiority or inadequacy, but Jeremiah certainly did. Here again is a man who was not simply humble, but a man who felt inferior. I'm using as a reference here Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. And when Jeremiah heard those words, his response was, Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak because I am a youth. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6. That's the same thing Moses said. Why is it that as soon as God places his hand on a person, he will usually say, I can't preach? Is that the only way God uses people? You can just hear Jeremiah's knees knocking as he said, I am a youth, I'm too young. He knew he would be sent to the elders of the land, and he didn't have that superstar charisma, that winsome wisdom that would reach them and win them by the thousands. But the Lord said to him, Do not say, I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7. How is that for strong medicine? Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. Isn't it curious that we frequently have feelings of inferiority because of a fear of that other person? God puts his finger on it and says, Jeremiah, don't be afraid of them. I am with you to deliver you. Don't be afraid. The marvelous story is found in chapter 1, verse 9. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. That isn't just idle prattle. It actually happens. If you're going to speak God's message, you're going to speak God's words. He will place his words, not yours, in your mouth. Someone has said that the real difference between the preacher of the flesh and the one who speaks from the Spirit is that the preacher of the flesh has to say something, while the one who speaks from the Spirit has something to say. Jeremiah had something to say. He spoke God's words, and inferiority would have nullified Jeremiah's impact. Amos. Now let's consider a man who is not well known today. His name is Amos. I want you to appreciate Amos because he was a man who was not like the cultured Isaiah or Daniel or Ezekiel. He didn't have formal academic training. Here was a man who had every reason to feel inferior. I take it that he was not attractive, he didn't dress well, he certainly was not eloquent. He had not been raised among royalty, as had Solomon. Do you know what he did for a living? He was a fig picker. That's right, he was a picker of sycamore fruit. Sycamore fruit is a lot like the fig. The picker also has the responsibility of mashing the fruit so it will be soft for the buyer. And when you mash the sycamore fruit, you stain your hands. So here is a fellow whose background is a fig picker, or if you prefer, fig squeezer. Can you see the credentials on the dossier of, say, an Episcopal bishop or the pastor of First Presbyterian Church or a scholarly prophet in an evangelical seminary? Seriously, I do wonder how many great people like Amos are lost to God's service today for lack of good credentials.